Now let's go to South Solitary.
You know, it comes as scant surprise to me that shipping has all but abandoned this route. Imagine the uncertainty. South Solitary may be operational or it may not.
Yes, although I suppose in fairness these were isolated incidents.
What's that?
I suppose in fairness these were isolated incidents which could happen anywhere. We'll need trouble with the vaporizers and sunshine.
Tell that to the swollen corpses that come washing up on the rocks below.
A few months back, I wrote that I'd seen two well-written Australian films in recent months and was a happy woman. One of these was Animal Kingdom. The other is South Solitary, and I am so delighted to see a film written by Shirley Barrett back on our screens. It's 10 years since Barrett made a movie. Her last was Walk the Talk, a white shoe comedy set on the Gold Coast, and it was less successful than the feature debut, Love Serenade. That starred a quite young Miranda Otto as Dimity Hurley, a teenager in a country town competing with her sister Vicky Ann for the attentions of a sleazy, washed-up DJ played by George Shvetsov. He played a lot of Barry White and Barry Manilow. In most women's lives, there are teenage episodes which make us cringe to recall. Very few of these seem to make it into film, though arguably there's a whole genre of frat boy comedies in which teenage male humiliations are milked. Love Serenade had the hallmarks of a story against herself, told by an older woman looking back. I loved it. I love Barrett's offbeat humour and the way she could blend this with emotional sincerity. I thought she found her perfect muse in young Miranda Otto, and I've never seen Otto do such a good comedic role since, until now. Here, she's Meredith, a spinster who's loved well but not wisely, and who's taken a job as assistant to her pompous Uncle George Wadsworth. He's played by her dad, Barry Otto, who's been sent as an inspector to straighten out apparent slackness on a lighthouse island. There, the inhabitants include a married man, Harry Stanley, his wife, Alma, their three rather feral kids, and an assistant keeper, Fleet, a war-damaged man who keeps to himself. Meredith is in her mid-30s, and she's determined to stay cheerful and make the best of this odd environment. But it is a very odd environment, and her attempts to make friends with the others, her naive openness leads to various pitfalls. One of the most devastating scenes is when she goes to call on Alma for morning tea and a bit of a get-to-know-you chat. Alma's played by Essie Davis, and she plays her like a trout and then pounces like a ferret down a rabbit hole. And before you know it, has extracted from Meredith the reason she's still single, the reason she's come to South Solitary to work for her uncle. A brilliantly written scene, perfectly performed. Another is the scene of Meredith's seduction in her kitchen. I was so laughing and so groaning while I was watching this. How could she fall for such an obvious set of lines? The wild card in this pack of people, apart from Nettie, a confronting sort of child who keeps a collection of her own scabs in a box, is Fleet, the war-damaged assistant keeper who stays aloof. Martin Shokish plays him as a relentless invert, head constantly averted, every muscle in his body balking at human company. Overplays him, I think. It's a solid performance, but a one-note one, and the film would have benefited had Fleet begun to thaw earlier. Shirley, you should have been tougher here as a director. Apart from this, I am, as I said, a happy woman. South Solitary walks a fine line between tender drama and rueful comedy, and as with all good tightrope acts, you can't take your eyes away for a minute. It's rated M.